Yeah, it's terrific turnout. I really appreciate all the black and orange we have here, and the fans have been great. And our players, they're all here, every single one of them. So we're really happy with both those turnouts.
You ready to head to Sarasota, I guess, in just a few short days to set up camp there for a couple months?
Yeah, a couple more weeks, we'll be ready to go to Sarasota. Hopefully we can sign a couple more veteran pitchers to fill out our ball club. But I'm looking forward to the season. I like our everyday ball players. I think our fans are really going to like David Lowe in left field. He's a terrific outfielder. And a couple of the arms we signed, particularly for our bullpen, I like Ryan Webb and Edgemir Escalona, this kid we picked up from Colorado. I think they're going to be good contributors. And the I like our starting pitching going into the season. Tillman, of course, had a breakout year last year, and Chen's real solid. Gonzalez is real solid, and Bud Norris won 10 games. So I think we're all solid there, and if we could add a veteran starter, that would be very helpful.
The pitching market here is probably one of the more fascinating ones I can remember. You had the Tanaka situation. Everyone's waiting for that. And then Garza signs, and I'm thinking all the other dominoes will fall right behind him, but it's almost like this game of chicken between the clubs, the agents, the players, and every component. And everyone knows these chips will eventually find a home. But what's the wait is so fascinating between the clubs right now, I think.
Well, this is a long wait. I mean, we're on February the 1st here, and most of these jobs are usually filled before Christmas. So, we've gone beyond Christmas. We're into January. The thing that I want to point out to Oriole fans is that we do have some very, very good young pitching talent that we already have within the organization that I believe is going to come up and make an impact on our team this year. I'm talking about Kevin Gausman, Dylan Bundy, who should be back later in the summer. And we've gotten some very, very good reviews from national publications. ESPN ranked our farm system 10th, up from just 28 a couple years ago. And we have top five of the top 43 prospects in the industry. And we're talking about Hunter Harvey, Eduardo Rodriguez. Mike Wright had a great year last year in Double A. I mean, this kid's got all the equipment to be a really good starting pitcher in a winning rotation. And we already have them in our system. So I want to let fans know that we do have some quality young pitchers on the horizon to go with the established starters that we have on our major league staff. And, you know, we still have Zach Britton, T.J. McFarland, who want to be major league starters. So I think that if we could sign an additional pitcher, that would be helpful. Beyond that, I like our young talent, and I like the fact that our player development operation is getting recognized by other people, and we're improving our talent base from within the organization.
Dan Duquette with us for another few minutes here on BAL. And Dan, I know there's been a lot of good news on Manny Machado's knee. What's the latest? We're all worried about his knee, Dan.
I was just going up to see Manny upstairs. I understand that Manny was cleared for all his baseball activities yesterday, which is good news. And Manny should be able to do whatever he does in spring training. So that should put him on schedule to be ready for opening day if everything goes the way we think it's going to go.
I think most rational fans look at the Orioles offseason and they may say, well, at least not yet. There's not a huge starting pitcher, reliever, bat necessarily that's come here. But most logical fans, Dan, will say, what happens in the future with upcoming free agents? Hardy, Davis, and Wieters will be how they judge the club, you, the offseason, and the future. It might be unrealistic, I think, reasonably, to sign all three guys to extensions, but certainly I think two of three would be some sort of fair commitment. I know you've spoken about this to fans today already. Has there been the start of dialogue between any one of those three players?
You know, we signed Chris Davis for this year, and we've got him for next year. I'm trying to sign Matt, who will have this year and next year under the terms of their current contract. J.J. Hardy's got 1 year left on his contract, and we told him that we're going to try to work out an extension for him here between now and the start of the season. In Matt's case, we offered him a long-term deal in spring training last year and in spring training the year before, and we weren't able to get an agreement. So I don't know that that's going to turn into a long-term relationship other than the last couple of years. Chris Davis, we extended a long-term offer to him earlier in the offseason, so we'll continue to work on that.